finding buyers, showing houses, running listing appointments, listing houses. That's it. There's nothing else. Everything else is a distraction.
Welcome to the Realtors Conspiracy Podcast, where we are dedicated to unraveling the secrets to real estate success. I'm your host, Maud Léger, and each week we bring you insights from top realtors, entrepreneurs, and innovators, sharing their stories, mindset, processes, motivations, and the key to their success. Join us every Monday for a new episode and discover how to crack the code to success and take your real estate business to the next level. Don't miss out on the opportunity to unlock your potential. This week, I'm speaking with Neil Timmons from Legacy Impact Investors. Today's chat is all about commercial investing for freedom. Neil, a former top agent at RE/MAX who turned into a savvy commercial investor with 19 years of experience, specializes in guiding elite agents towards financial freedom through passive investment in commercial real estate. He's here to share about his process for commercial investing and insights from his impressive real estate career. Ready to unlock the secrets to financial freedom? Let's get to my chat with Neil. This podcast is sponsored by Sold Right Away, the experts in real estate marketing. You work hard selling real estate, we work hard selling you. From listings to branding, Sold Right Away has you covered. For all your real estate marketing needs, visit soldrightaway.com. Hi, Neil. Thanks for joining us on the episode today. Tell us, what is the key to your success?
Grit.
Love it. Tell us more. How do you apply grit to your day-to-day?
Yeah, well, the ability to, you know, there's a lot of things thrown at all of us in real estate, right? And so the tenacity, the stick-to-itiveness, the ability to just persevere all the way through this, to have grit, to fight through this, because some days you want to quit early and go drink a bottle of wine. You just don't want to do this anymore. And so you have to have the ability to muscle through this and realize that, you know, your why needs to be bigger than your why needs to be bigger than the challenges that you're presented with.
I love it. Tell us, what is the most impactful thing that you have implemented in your business that brought you success?
The most impactful thing was the ability, as a realtor, when I was practicing, it was marketing, the ability to generate leads, tons of leads, cold people, and then turning cold people, you know, strangers into friends.
Very cool. And then you talked about how you were a realtor, and then you turned yourself into a commercial investor and are helping agents to become that. Can you tell us more about how is the process?
Yeah, really, you know, you're right. I was a RE/MAX agent for years and years, was top agent in RE/MAX when I was 29 years old here in my backyard, Des Moines, Iowa. And then, you know, naturally found an evolution. For me, it was great. Made some dollars. Now, how do we put the dollars to work? That led into fixing and flipping single family homes, doing that a whole bunch, and then quickly realizing that, you know, it's like being an agent in many regards. And then we're taxed at the highest level. And so how do I employ those dollars effectively from a tax perspective? And so that led me into buying commercial property about six years ago. And you're right, but connect with agents today, not from a coaching perspective, simply from an investment perspective. For we curate a handful of investment opportunities a year. And for some agents, it aligns very well with their goals and objectives. Yeah. And they come in and invest alongside us.
Yeah. And then your specialty is to help them through that process. And you help them become agent optimal in on their own terms. That was an interesting way. So describe that to us.
Yeah. To become agent optional. You know, at the end of the day, it's a lot of agents I connect with and speak with, you know, they want the freedom. It's a lot of reasons all of us got in this business in the first place. Freedom of time, freedom of choice, freedom of money to do and choose really what you want to do and when you want to do it. And a lot of people love what they do. They never want to leave the profession, right? You got to work with friends in some cases and strangers in other cases. And for some people, it's becoming agent optional, which largely means they got to work with only friends and on the properties and the projects they choose to do with. So it's helping guide them through that. And we do that through investing so that we can create cash flow, right? Because retirement's at a number It simply is a financial figure, has nothing to do with age. And so the goal is to create, help somebody create that financial freedom for themselves and allow them to live the choice, the life they choose to live.
Yeah. And if somebody is, an agent is looking for that financial freedom and they come to you and they have no idea where to start, what, like, how do you guide them through that?
Yeah, we've got an education. We put together a number of education pieces, all free, by the way, a number of education pieces to go, you know, here are some of the key terms you understand when you're investing, whether it's with us or with someone else. So on the commercial side, it's, you want to understand some of the key terms, the terminology, some of the structures associated with that investment. And then we walk somebody through, here's what ours, you know, when we have an opportunity, I'm not raising for anything today, but when we have an opportunity, here's what it looks like. Here are the returns. Here's our time frames. And we just spend the time to understand them and to let them know sometimes what we do for whatever reason doesn't line up with what they want to do. Right. So for example, if somebody wants to swing for the fences and hit home runs, you know, they might be looking in ground up development or developing lots. That's the type of place they'd want to place dollars and cents. That's the type of thing we don't do. We're more on an side of creating cash flow and certainty in someone's income.
I love that. So you're talking more about buying commercial properties, retaining it, and managing the tenants on a commercial side instead of a residential.
You're exactly right.
And why commercial and not residential?
Yeah, a couple of reasons. Yeah, I mean, scale. At some point, it just becomes easier to do bigger things. And so I worked my way through the house side on dozens and dozens of houses, and to really get some mass, some substance, you got to do a lot. Versus on the commercial side, you know, one transaction could be $5 million. It just becomes more efficient to us to employ the dollars effectively.
Love it. Love it. Very smart way to look at it. What's the one thing that you've learned for you in your business as a commercial investor that must happen for you to be successful in your business?
That must happen. It's the exact same thing on the residential side. You must have deal flow so on our commercial side, I'm connecting with multiple brokers in multiple markets just in the Midwest, and we're uncovering deals. And so we're underwriting, trying to find deals, underwriting deals, and making multiple, you know, lots of offers go out for us in order to land one.
Interesting. So the grit comes back.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Can't get away from it.
Yeah. And then how do you close more deals? What's your, how do you do it?
Yeah. Relationships. I mean, that's really the biggest thing. You know, at some point you could say, well, you just pay more. Well, I mean, that doesn't mean, you know, you right. could, but it, you know, there's a balance between we have required returns for that we're looking to hit. And so the relationships with brokers and proof, the proof's in the pudding, meaning they know when we have a track record, our ability to go and execute on something. Because when we're interacting with a broker, just imagine, you know, I'm talking to any agent right now. And imagine you're a listing agent when there's 10 offers on the table. Well, you want to go with the agent who you know, like, and trust, and that can execute. And it's no different from us on the commercial side. Our ability to have a track record to prove ourselves worthy of the ability to go execute when in a multiple offer situation.
Yeah, that's amazing. Execute. That's a keyword.
Yes.
What is the most common theme do you see with your successful investors?
The most common theme that we see with successful investors is they know where they want to go. They have goals. They have objectives. It doesn't need to be crystal clear, not to an exact dollar, but they know, hey, this is a lifestyle I want to be on. These are the timeframes I want to accomplish it. And this becomes a piece of the puzzle which helps them accomplish it.
That's amazing. And then do you help them stay in the same market or expand to other markets that are outside of their zone?
Yeah, for us, it's really just curating what we do, just direct investments with us. And so we'll provide some guidance relative to that. But to say there's, you know, it largely looks like here are the opportunities and we'll educate them along the way so that they can apply that education for, you know, to other opportunities that they see in other markets with other developers, perhaps, or syndicators.
Yeah, that's amazing. Very cool. Yeah. I have more questions, but in the meantime, I have rapid fire questions for you. A little bit more about your investing, about your career in real estate as well, from your experience. Are you ready for rapid fire?
Bring it.
Yeah. What was or what is your best marketing strategy?
Best marketing strategy is face-to-face. It's simply reaching out to brokers, explaining what we do, see if we're aligned, and then meet face-to-face to build a relationship.
Amazing. What's your advice for new realtors?
For new realtors, get a mentor. Absolutely get a mentor.
Yeah. What are top income generating activities?
In real estate, there's only four generating activities. That's it. There's only four. Finding new clients. Right. Finding buyers, showing houses, running listing appointments, listing houses. That's it. There's nothing else. Everything else is a distraction. So 80% of your time needs to be spent there.
Amazing. Which is my next question. Which are the 20% of non-income generating activities that every realtor should drop?
Every realtor should drop. If you can delegate it, you should hire it out. So you get an assistant. And all those non-revenue generating activities need to get delegated.
Love it. Love it. How do you win more listings?
How do I win more listings? It's showing a track record and then having testimonials. People want to understand when you have a plethora of testimonials, more creates more.
Nice. Yep. And what is your key to building a strong network?
The key to building a strong network is simple. Actually care. So it means when you're going to reach out, when you have a conversation, just go above and beyond to help somebody with zero expectation that it's ever going to come back. The environment, the aura, the world works in mysterious ways. It just always will. Just give more.
Amazing. And what is the best advice you've ever received?
Best advice I've ever received. Well, that's a good one. This probably is a piggyback off the last piece I just gave you, is think much longer term. This game, all of us are in this business, real estate or investments, it doesn't matter where it is, but play until it's all over. And what I mean by that is you're going out that door feet first. So think much longer term.
Long term. I love it. Everyone has their own definition of success. How do you define success for yourself?
My ability to not be concerned about the finances, the day-to-day stuff, the things that allow you to live your baseline lifestyle. My ability to never miss any one of my children's games. So the ability to go there, see everything my children participate in, and take time off. When I so choose. I just happen to like work, so that doesn't mean every day I take time off, but never feel like I have to be here. Feel like I every day I get to show up because I choose to be here.
I love it. Financial freedom in the long term with grit along the way.
That's right.
Very cool. So tell us more about your program. How do we find out more about it? How do we send people to sign up and register?
Yeah, the best way to learn about us, about what we're doing, about connecting with us, is to go to agentoptional.com.
Love it. Agentoptional.com. Amazing. Got it. Thank you. Thank you for sharing all of this. Looking forward to reading all your resources out there and to see how many of our audience can sign up for your program.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, make every action count. Reflect on the insights from today's episode and ask yourself, which strategies and actions can you implement to grow your business and win more listings? Your growth journey begins with a single step. What will yours be? If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your network and help spread the word. Together, we can inspire and empower a community of realtors to crack the code to real estate success. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Realtors Conspiracy. Stay motivated and see you next episode.